Here's your morning brief for Friday, October 7th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is considering possible measures aimed at breaking OPEC's hold on markets or limiting American oil exports should shortages emerge. President Biden says no decision has yet been made. This comes in response to OPEC's decision this week to slash oil production, which could push energy prices higher. Also, congressional leaders are threatening legislation that would charge OPEC members in front of the World Trade Organization or subject them to U.S. antitrust law. A commentator with ties to the government of Saudi Arabia, OPEC's largest producer, says the kingdom is surprised at what he called Washington's hysteria over oil prices. A judge has granted a request by Elon Musk to postpone this month's scheduled trial over his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. The decision effectively ends talks for a settlement that would allow Musk and Twitter to quickly close their transaction. The presiding judge said that if a deal doesn't close by October 28th, the two sides should contact her to schedule a trial in November. Samsung Electronics is forecasting a third-quarter profit slump as consumer spending slipped, with its memory chip and smartphone businesses affected by high inflation and other economic pressures. The South Korean company is projecting a 32% drop in its operating profit from a year earlier, well below market expectations. Markets in Asia ended the day lower, and European shares were mostly higher in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered after yesterday's declines on Wall Street. And it's Jobs Friday. The Labor Department is set to report September employment figures this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.